Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
It's fucking hot today. It's hot.
It's been quite warm lately. I'm going to lie to you.
This month is it's trying to kill us, I think, whatever. Like, it's like, you know, God is testing the waters, if you will, of saying, you know what? I haven't fucked with them in a while. Let me go ahead and kill them slowly now, you know, and deal out this heat wave to their ass, whatever, because
Let me fill my quota real quick. Lesser individuals.
These little I had a word for it, but I was like, I ain't gonna say it. But like he finds chuckles and laughter out of that. He's like, look at them sweat.
Look at them suffer.
And then, like, as we complain, he's like, I got nailed to a cross. And you over here complaining about a little sun? Grow the fuck up, y'all. like, man the fuck up. Like, shit, like he's like dancing like DJ. Remember from that Street Fighter animated movie? He just won't stop moving and shit. Like his body move, like the animation is so like 1990. It's like it just won't stop moving and shit. Y'all better haul y'all sorry asses out of here. I don't know who voiced that, but he should have played what's his name in that Luke Cage series? The dude after when they killed Herschel Ali's character.
His brother. Diamondback.
Yeah. He should have played Diamondback. Or whatever. He'd have been a lot more believable.
Yeah, actually.
Remember when Guile said Shadow Law, which is Bison's organization? He's like, they might be coming for you. And the motherfucker DJ went, yes. Them are some bad motherfuckers. That was the first time you ever heard a character in a movie get told this terrorist organization is coming for you. The motherfucker went, oh, hell yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
He said, I'm trying
to join them. He's like, he's looking guy up and down like, I'm going to fuck you up too when I join them. Like, it's going to be some bad shit right now. much more character in that, like that 1 minute clip than it was in that robot we was just talking about whenever. That motherfucker had multiple movies. But people, welcome to another edition here. It is back to our original starter program here. It is craft beer. It's craft beer week.
Yes, sir.
This year is going by so fucking fast or whatever. I'm thinking like, is it mix and match week or what is it? What week is it? Yeah, but it's craft beer week here. I went to a bottle share last night, Cody.
I saw some pics on the gram.
I saw quality stuff. Oh, you saw that gram? You on that gram? Oh, so you trying to ask me questions then, huh? No. Oh, thank God. It was like, thank God, because I ask questions around here. I want to make a comparison real quick, because I was talking shit about this bottle last night. I paid damn near $100 for this bottle, and it was on my worst. Well, it was the only bottle that kind of was on my worst of this year. It's really getting a you can keep this motherfucker now after trying this other bottle now. At first, it was just like a 1.5 maybe, because it's not that bad. It, you know, it tastes like the regular Reposado. But that G4 single barrel that came out this year, at least in California, I can't speak for the other states that got different barrels and shit. Maybe theirs was great or whatever. I think California, if I'm not mistaken, we got two different batches, three, whatever it may be. So let's just put it this way. The one I fucking got tastes like whatever. It's ass. I got to try a G4 single barrel Reposado that came out in 2000. Holy goddamn shit. It don't taste nothing like that regular Reposado. I don't even get hints of that regular Reposado in it. Whereas in the one I got this year that came out, it tastes just like that fucking Reposado. Like, I mean, it is like, if I gave you one side by side, you'd probably be able to pick out the single barrel because you'd be like, oh, there's like a little hint of spice more on this one than the other one. So it's like, that's probably the single barrel then. But other than that, that's about it. That profile and everything, it's all that Repo. But this one, holy shit, man, this was delicious. So my buddy Luigi, I was bothering him so much about that bottle. I was just like, look, man, you don't want this shit. you don't want it at all. He said, dude, that's the only fucking one I got. And I said, and you brought it to a bottle share, so you clearly didn't want it then, because we could easily just finish this shit then.
Oh, yeah.
And his comment to me was, so, Cody, I think I've told you about this before. There's spirits out there that if the proof is so high, it can't even be considered tequila anymore. So they started calling it agave spirits.
Right.
I've had a few of them. And, yeah, they feel like death. I'm not gonna lie. They're delicious as fuck, but they're deaf, dude. Cody, I had one that was like 135 proof or some shit like that.
Jesus.
And I was just like, if I had any venereal diseases or something in my limelight that's probably going to kill me that the doctor's going to tell me about, I think this just cleaned it all away or whatever shit. Yeah.
Fuck it, 135 proof. Holy fuck.
Cody, I'm here to tell you that's pussy talk right there. Because last night we had three levels of that shit. The first one was 59 proof. The second one was 59. I'm not far. Not 59 proof.
59%.
Yeah, sorry. 59%. The second one was 70%.
Jesus.
And the third one was 72%.
Oof. Lord.
I looked at that 72. And by the way, Luigi, his ass mixed the 72 and 70% into one. I just looked at him. Mm-hmm. He's like, you going to try this? I was like, I tried them individually. I don't need to try them together. I was like, no. I don't need to do that. Yeah. So he takes the one that's 70%. And he holds it up and he said, and it was before it was open too. He says, if you drink a Glencairn of this, and he's like, I'm going to fill it up too. If you chug that, I'll let you keep that G4 repo. All yours. You can take it, put it in your car. I looked at him. It got quiet as fuck. And there you could hear people in the background saying, fuck no. I was like, fuck no. And it got quiet because I was thinking about it for the longest. I was like, I really want that shit. I was like, I really, really want. You should have seen me. I was doing math. Cody studying the Glencairn size and shit. I was just like, I started
looking like, calculations.
Yeah. Started looking like, what's the name from The Hangover and shit? All them numbers popping.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I do the math here. If I drink at 0.2% speed here, I can chuck. I was like, if I clear my mind and think of like Cody. Making out with like a homeless dude or whatever and shit. Maybe.
Yes.
I could block my thoughts and be fine. And I was like, whatever thing you could think of to distract your brain, I thought of it. And I was like, if I thought about two people that was 97 years old that was rubbed up in mayonnaise, maybe. Like, yeah, it looks like crazy. It's like, yeah. It's like, maybe I could chug that, whatever. Everything just went black. I was just like, I think I can do it. And then I was like, and then I looked at the time. I said, God damn, it's 8 o'clock. I ain't doing that shit until 8 o'clock. You fucking crazy. He said, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I said, if I drink that now, I'm going home after this. I was like, right. It's done. And I just got here. So I said, and there's a lot of good pours on this table that I actually want to try or whatever. I was like, but I want that motherfucker. I'm not gonna lie. And I was like, can I do it at the end of the night? He was like, no, you got to do it now. I was like, oh,
damn.
Oh God. Safe to say, I didn't do it. Well, he only gave me that 5 minute time for him to do it anyway. He wasn't going to. I tried my best at the end to do something. I said, I will give you all four bottles I brought for that fucking thing. He was like, no. I was like, God damn. So he brought the whole G4 lineup, but like they all were like, single barrels and shit. He gave me the G4 Añejo single barrel. I forgot where he got this shit from. He also brought the 6 barrel too, which that ended up getting killed. People enjoyed that 6 barrel a lot, whatever. But that single barrel he had, God damn, dude. Okay, I think that was what I was hunting for when I kept saying, where's the fuck is this Añejo at? Where's this Añejo at? That shit was delicious as hell. That repo, though, that blew my mind though, dude. I mean, just the nuance it had, the way it coated the tongue and everything. Them spices it had a lot of spices on that finish too. It was medium length too. It just lingered with you. It was just fantastic all the way around. I finally got to try the Tapatio Extra Añejo. Oh, that G4, by the way, I get that last drop. That's easy. Yeah, that's an easy peasy right there. You know, he brought the classic codes too. We was all just talking shit about regular G4. We was like, man, why don't they just make those classicals the regular shit? Like those classicals
sucks.
Sorry. Those classicals are phenomenal, dude. Like I mean, like really, like the more I was sipping on it, I was just like, God damn, it still holds up what I was saying whenever those came out like a year ago and shit. I was like, they just make this the regular shit. This should be the fucking regular shit here because the classical bottles are fucking amazing. I highly recommend if anybody sees one, go grab one. Mainly the Reposado is really fucking good. So if you see it out there, just find it and buy it. Get it right away. So, I hit that Tapatio Extra Añejo. I might like it more than Tears. I might like that more than Tears. Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow.
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. It was damn good. That were like, the funny thing was, it was the only one of the unopened bottles, or whatever. And I was like, fuck that. This is a bottle share. We opened it. I was opening every thing that wasn't unopened.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck that. Because everybody kept talking about it. And I was just like, shit, we can talk. Fucking talk about it. I was like, I ain't talking about shit. I'm trying that shit, right? I think that bottle goes for like $200 if you can find it, or whatever and shit.
Interesting.
Well worth it. Dude.
Never on my radar, but. Wow.
I know we talked about it years ago, like three years ago, whatever and shit. Because I know we were talking about like their high proof and everything is all great and stuff like that. And the extra nail was on my radar because I knew a lot of people that was like praising it high. But the nose, dude, had like this caramel apple flavor on it, dude. Oh, my God. And then like there was like this maple syrup type smell on it with vanilla. And then, like, on the texture on it, too, was, like, buttery and rich as well, too.
Mm.
It just had, like, more richness than ever to it. And the finish was long. It was warm. It had, like, that subtle, like, some toffee notes with some dry oak on there. There was, like, a hint of pepper in there with some nice smoke. There was, like, on the palate, like, some butterscotch, dark chocolate. get the agave was pretty intense on it too as well. I mean, it was fire extra nail. I gotta tell you, like that was like, I probably had that in my glass for quite some time, which I don't know why. I had a full fucking bottle there. I was sipping the fucking thing like it was like I bought it at a bar and it was a outrageous amount or whatever, and I could only get it one time or some shit like that. But I had it in the glass for a while. It was pretty goddamn solid, dude. I know me and TJ was talking about it. When I said that, he was just like. Yeah, he was like, I could tell you a bunch of extra añejos that are probably better than the Tears or whatever. He's like, and this is definitely one of them. I was like, yeah, I think I agree with that. I was like, this is pretty up there. I know it was like kind of not findable for a few years, or whatever. Then it kind of came back like 2 years ago or something like that. So I don't see it on shelves as much, but I have seen it on like in certain stores or whatever. But it probably is my next. $200 range purchase, if you will, whatever and shit, because it was pretty fucking delicious, dude. I was highly impressed with it and everything. Like it made me sit and think about some things. It made me think about that G4 more. About like, could I drink that shit,
brother? Vintage 2000, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man.
This is the second year now in a row.
Fucking poor, bro.
Where I've gotten to try some vintage shit because I had the vintage Don Filano last year, and this year I got the vintage G4 now.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God, that vintage shit, man. I really wish I was into tequila back then.
Yeah, right?
I wish I was. I should have asked him how much you pay for that bottle when you found that shit because I know you fucking came out the pocket for that shit right there. Or unless he made a big ass trade for it with a buddy or something like that because.
2000 G4, dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think it said like bottle. Let me look up some photos. It was like barrel number one, bottle number 126 and shit. It still had the fucking bottle and barrel numbers and shit on it. What's and stuff that, like that. I was like, what the fuck? I was like looking at that thing, like, oh, beautiful stuff right there. I got to try the Cascoine Añejo too, the one that just kind of came out as well. That thing was bottle killed. I'm the one that killed it too. Whatever. That shit is great. We've been talking about Cascoine for a little bit on this show, but we haven't had it yet on here. It was one of the brands I wanted to start drinking more on here. I've heard amazing things about that extra añejo, which is another hard to find, but it's like in the $200 range. I've heard it's worth it. I heard it's really good. I heard that Tahona is phenomenal. I haven't drank too much Cascoene, but that Añejo was fucking solid as shit, dude. Had like this sweet honey, very earthy mineral tones on it. It had like this vanilla custard and butterscotch flavors on the palate and shit. The finish was nice and long as well, too. Nice and warm. Had like that sweet caramel flavor and oak as well. There was like an orange peel taste to it with like some roasted almonds on the palate as well. Had all these like spices and cocoa and black pepper and shit. That was phenomenal. That was another last drop for me. I was like, yeah, I like this a lot. This is really fucking good. Really fucking quality stuff right there. I think that bottle goes for like, I looked it up. It ranges from like 79 to 100. So just depending on where the store is or whatever and shit. But if you definitely want to get in the Cascoene and want to start up in the more barrel age areas, or whatever, but don't want to spend $200 on the extra Añejo first. That Añejo was that was some pretty solid shit right there. I think the Tahona is like 69 or something like that. But yeah, great fucking stuff from Cascoene right there. That was really good. I had another vintage bottle, which I kind of was excited to try just because today I don't really think much about their product at all. Matter of fact, I just sold some bottles, whatever, and I threw in this bottle to say, here you go, you can have this. Because I don't even give a fuck about them no more or whatever like that. It's Cody's favorite pour too as well. It's Corazon.
Oh, look at that.
So I got to try the vintage. I said vintage. I said, oh, it's been around for a while then or whatever. I like that bottle design more than the ones today. So I was like, hey, that's a...
I'll give it that,
right? Like, it's got that vintage look to it. Like, you can tell it's like, ah,
yeah. It does. Yeah, like, you can tell from a certain era.
Yeah, I didn't like this shit. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't...
So they always just been like...
Mid?
Corazon's always been consistent.
I respected them for that too, as well. I'll tell you this: me and a buddy—I won't say his name—but we got poured it together, and we both gave his eyeball look like,
"Damn!"
And we just
can't hide that shit.
It was pretty early in the night too, as well. So it's like, ooh. I just know I'll just say I walk towards some plants. So I'll just leave it at that. I didn't like that at all. I it was funny because we were talking about it later on in the night, and like that's why I took that photo, because I was like, let me get a photo of this and that because I want to remember this. And everybody was like, it's not bad. It's just not really that. It's not good neither. And I was just like, nah, it's pretty bad. I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it. I did not like it at all. And like I told you, that was kind of one of the, before we even started the tequila thing, anything, those Corazon bottles are what I was drinking because they were aged in like these fucking Buffalo Trace barrels and shit like that. Drinking them today, I just go like, man, you don't even taste that fucking influence at all. No. This is non-existent. It
could be any fucking barrel. You mean?
Yeah.
You really, really taste any sort of barrel regardless.
No, it honestly just comes off as a generic ass Añejo.
It is generic as it gets, dude.
I've never had their blonde. Their Añejos. I've only had their Añejos. I've never had any other expressions from them or whatever. Only their Añejos. Likewise. I not only had a Blanco from them, I had a vintage one. And I got to tell you, I was like, man. So if this is just mediocre, I can only imagine what the one Blanco today tastes like then. It probably tastes like shit.
Yeah, like it probably, I don't want no parts of it.
I don't want no parts of that shit.
Sure, you don't know.
You know, I would have gave it like a one or one, but I was like, it's got to get a fucking. I was like, this company don't even try. Like, I was like,
lazy.
I mean, it was just absolutely just lazy as shit. It left this like bitter taste on the finish too. I was like, ooh, what is that? The more I like thought about it too, I was like,
and they have great presentation too. But man, their juice is just lacking as fuck.
I got one last Corazon bottle here. I literally gave one away when I sold some bottles. I was like, here, you can take this as a giveaway. And it's this last one. It's a George T. Stagg. Yeah. It's not opened. It's the last fucking Corazon bottle I got. Actually, you know what? That's a lie. I got one in a decanter in the kitchen because I don't know if you know this, people, but I had a few of these ones, of all the different ones, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking horrible because they don't use synthetic corks. and the goddamn caps broke on each, almost each one of them. So I kind of had no choice but to get rid of some of them or whatever shit. Cause I was like, well, I don't have a fucking decanter for all these. And not, number two, I ain't pouring all these in different decanters. Cause I'm gonna be real. I'm not coming back to drink these shit on a regular basis like that. So no, it's funny because I was fucking, I poured that one in the decanter. I think that one's the old Rip Van Winkle. I poured that one in the decanter. I was like, I'll make margaritas with it when I do my margarita over the weekends. I've yet to use that motherfucker. It's been in there for a month and a half now. I've been using the Lost Lore mix, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It tastes better.
All you need.
It fucking tastes better. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Lost Lore released four different, when they did the FTR and the pink bottle, they released four different color variations of a new, like, kind of Blanco, if you will. They're all the same, but they just got different logos on them. I got to try that because me and a buddy were going back and forth. Are these just different versions of the Mixto? They're not. And I finally got to try one. And it's fucking delicious, dude. I mean, like, you know, it ain't like last try. It ain't going to blow your mind. But like for the price point of what it is and like being that Blanco and the versatility that it has, whatever, it's like easily a solid 3.5 in that range just because of what it delivers and for the price point it gets and shit like that. Which is like fantastic. I mean, that's kind of what you want out of the Blancos. I can make cocktails with it. I can drink it straight. It's just phenomenal. You get the full agave to it, whatever. Really good shit right there. But that Corazon, yeah, that can get a fuck it. I don't ever want to see another bottle of Corazon. Well, that motherfucker's gonna go hide in the closet somewhere because I don't even want to look at that shit from a distance. But yeah, man, I had some. Finally got to try the Basil Hayden Knob Creek Monday.
Oh, no shit.
Nice. Yeah. Buddy brought it. He got it for cheap too. It was actually for $89. I was like, damn, that's the only one I was seeing for $149. That shit, man. The only one I haven't tried yet is the Knob Creek one now, or whatever. And people were saying that the Yamazaki one, they would put that one atop the LaForc one and then maybe the Basil Hayden one or whatever. That Basil Hayden, man, I could drink that shit all day. It was just It was kind of like the other ones. It's just like, man, you could just sip on this shit. It's very calm. It's fluid, man. It's peaceful. It's very well balanced or whatever. It's just a perfect chill-ass drink or whatever. That Mondial collection, man, that El Tesoro lineup right there.
It's a hell of a collection, dude.
Yeah, dude. For you to release and still be releasing, because the Yamazaki one came out last year, I don't know what else Suntory owns as far as I feel like they've done everything. They haven't done a Maker's Mark one. So they could do that, or whatever, if they wanted to. Yeah. Maker's Mark one. I think Knob Creek belongs to Jim Beam too. Well, they already did that one though. Maybe instead of Yamazaki, they can do Hibiki or Hakushu one or whatever, like that. Yeah, do something like that or whatever. But that you want to talk about like the four bottle collection to grab, or whatever. I haven't tried the Knob Creek one, but the first three, man, I would say get it, all four of them, own it. Those are like that collection you got to do a side by side on. Those are like just perfect collections. Just beautiful. And then to top it off, I know it's not part of that lineup, whatever, but you top it off with that Paradiso. Solid.
I was just thinking too, it'd be fun if you do something like Cavalon as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't own them, but you know. That'll never happen, but yeah. Taiwanese, they're not working with Jin Suntory. So, that ain't never gonna happen. Pipe dream, whatever shit. Somebody said that they like that Basil Hayden more than the Paradiso.
Wow. Okay. I gotta try this then.
Yeah, I was like, I forgot why he said it, but he's like, yeah, I like the Basil Hayden one more than the Paradiso. I was like, oh,
okay.
Different flavor.
Fucking amazing.
Different flavor for different folks.
Yeah.
All damn good tequila. But we're not here to talk about tequila no more now. We're here to talk about Cody's beer of the week.
Yes, indeed. I thought I brought a can in here. Sorry, I pour a sub for me and the lady. But what I have right here is a classic stout. Sorry, a porter. I may have talked about it briefly on here before. I went to go check to see if I reviewed it on here, but I didn't. So it's the first. This is Cellar Makers, this is their coffee and cigarettes. This is a porter coming in at 7.7 alcohol by volume. I'm just getting to the nose here.
Cellar Makers.
I remember, I think, yeah, Pizza Port. I always used to go there, and they always had this on tap. And this will be the beer I will always go back to, man. This one.
It's in Oakland, isn't it?
That's like the San Diego area, San Diego County area.
Oh, no, I meant Cellar Maker.
Oh, so Cellar Maker is, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Bay Area, yes. If I'm not mistaken, that's, right?
Yeah, this one in San Fran, actually.
Yeah, because I've seen it over there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they do great IPAs, and this is one of my favorite beers from them of all time. They're at the border right here, Coffee Cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this can. I got a mixed 4-pack. I got some other things that I'll be trying in the later weeks of the show, so tune in. This is about $8, give or take, for a can, which is not too bad. 16-ounce can, all things considered. Nose, Jesus Christ, just deep, roasty black coffee.
Which one is almost that? Like, that's the
coffee and cigarettes.
Coffee and cigarettes. Oh, man. You do like your cigarette. You be smoking.
Turn on up and eating shit.
Yeah. your hipster side comes out and chilling.
Yeah. Susie Roy had a mustache. Yeah.
Get like a little cane and shit. You'd be like, I do say, I wish these ruffians wouldn't use the beer cans anymore. The bottles are just so. They're so classic, you know. They're classic, you know.
Most prominent layer on here is definitely that rich, roasty black coffee underneath. Getting a little bit of that vanilla, some nuttiness, maybe like also probably a little bit of toffee and caramel.
I can't remember the last time you had a porter on here.
Yeah. I haven't had a porter in a minute.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's been a long
time.
I'm here to say the first 2 years. It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, that sounds about right. You got like a smoky tobacco note too.
I take it you don't really reach out to porters or anything that much then.
No, they're not my favorite style. They're good. Like, there's some out there you'll find like, oh, they nailed this. This is really good.
Yeah.
Most porters, for the most part, is like pale imitations of stouts to me. And I know that might be sacrilege because there are some very much porter enthusiasts out there. That really like porters. I'm not one of those guys, but hey, like porters, great.
It's like a Nails or tequila. There's a lot of bad ones out there, but you know when you do it right, man, you can knock it out of the park. You know,
hey, I do like the better than reds and browns though. So,
by the way, browns. I had the I want to say a happy Ocho Day. It was Tequila Ocho Day the other day. By the way, I got to try the Widow Jane. Tequila Ocho Añejo, by the way. I don't know where this person kept that bottle at. It didn't age properly, though, as far as has been open. Because me and Tej looked at each other, and I was looking at him, and I was like, I haven't had this in years. I remember it tasting better than this. And he was like, it did. He was like, I don't know. It was still good, but it was like, yeah, something didn't feel right here or whatever. It feels like it got watered down a little bit here. I was like, that air, and that bottle is probably like, what, 4 years of when that shit come out?
Probably too much oxidation going on.
Yeah, it's been like 4 fucking years, whatever, and stuff. 3 or 4 years since that bottle came out. We both went, though. Still tastes better than that Reposado Tequila Ocho Widow Jane. That shit is not good. That shit was not good at all. I mean, I remember it tasting better, but not like mind-blowingly better, so this wasn't really like that old Fitzgerald one really is the one that knocks it out of the park or whatever. Like, it's like, all right, this is way fucking better, but... Forgot about that because it was Ocho Day, and I was expecting that they would release the cognac edition that day. I was like, that makes sense to me. It's been 18 years of Tequila Ocho, and I was like, that should be the drop right there. But they did not do that, and we'll be waiting. It's supposed to come out this month, people. So,
what they say?
That is what they say. You enjoying your porter over there, or are you not?
Yeah, no, I'm actually very much going for another little sip here.
Mm-hmm. Does it make you want to buy more porters or no? You good?
No. I'm good. This is like the one. Because the thing with porters, man, while this is just packing the flavor, like the palate, it pretty much follows the nose beat for beat. A ton of black coffee roastiness up front. I get a little bit of that vanilla. Also getting a little bit more kind of like a fudgy, kind of like a brownie characteristic, like a dusty cocoa powder as well. But a good amount of that smoky tobacco thing going on. I really, it's funny because really, I never like really had coffee and cigarettes together, but it kind of in my head is kind of what the aftertaste would taste like of coffee and cigarettes having that together. So it's kind of funny, like they actually nail that whole like title gimmick. It's like, oh yeah, it's really this coffee is good. It's like the roastiness, the smokiness.
That's funny. Coffee. You don't really see people drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes anymore. That used to be a thing.
No, it used to be a thing back then. Yeah, exactly.
Hearing you say that now, I'm like, you don't see that shit at all now. Like,
you really don't.
You doing one or the other now. You don't.
Yeah, exactly. They don't mix. You don't do that at the same time. Like what?
It must taste like shit then. People's taste buds must have evolved or something like that. It's like, maybe they were trying to escape misery when they were doing that. Because, like, you know, drinking coffee and smoking a cigarette, man, it really does feel like you fucking hit rock bottom. It's like, wow. It's like, well, who you piss off in life to get to this level right here?
It's pretty hardcore. Coffee and cigarettes together. That's like,
I wonder, like, too, why people don't do it is because the price on cigarettes went up. So you're like, fuck that.
Coffee ain't cheap.
I ain't doing that at all, whatever and shit. So I feel like I see more people smoke cigars now than I do cigarettes.
Maybe. I don't really pay attention to that sort of thing, but maybe.
More people switch to vapes and shit now. That's why.
Yeah, everybody. Oh, yeah, everybody vapes.
Yeah, because, like, the price of cigarettes is so fucking high now. I ain't going to do that. Yeah. Like, you got to be still. I don't even know even the hardcore smokers I know is they switch to vapes and shit now.
Yeah, this is more cost effective and more convenient.
Yeah, so I wonder how much cigarette companies are losing the money there. Well, I'm speaking from a California base more so than any other state because, you know, they ain't got that in Alabama probably. That's too much high technology or some shit. So, yeah. They still smoking a Stogie, you know? Rolled that shit up with some dirt, dude, and you're like, oh, man. Fuck Alabama. No. Damn.
Jeez. Yeah. Whole bar. Hey,
always talking shit down there. So, fuck that. There's some good spots in Alabama. Just... I wouldn't
know. I wouldn't know. Never been.
You ain't missing a fucking thing. I will say, that's some crazy. Like, if you go to like Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, them shits, whatever, you can get drive through cocktails and shit. It's the wildest shit ever. You just drive through the motherfucker and be
That makes sense. I can see that.
Like, yeah, let me get a espresso martini or whatever. You know, granted, if you're in the wrong neighborhood, you might get called the F word or whatever. Like, you come some kind of like what?
Jesus, speaking of cigarettes.
So Christ. You see Billy Bob making that drink or whatever. Yeah, you might want to just keep vibing or whatever and shit. Yeah. I guess to them, though, Billy Bob and the rest of them, all cocktails would be non-manly to them, though. So I don't know. So they'd just be like, just drink your moonshine straight. Why the fuck you need to mix it or something like that? So yeah. People are like, why does he hate us?
Why would you mix moonshine? Don't mix moonshine.
We did it before.
Just drink it.
Yeah. Just shoot it. I liked it better neat or whatever.
Just drink that shit neat. Don't mix moonshine.
What was the name of that moonshine we had on the show? I forgot the name of it already.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was supposed to be a cocktail.
Wasn't it like called away something moon or something like that?
Yeah, it was something moon or whatever. Blanking. It was a New York company too as well.
Yeah.
Solid moonshine to make a cocktail, and that was the idea. It's like a moonshine mixto, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
If you could even use those terms. You should just get out of fucking. You can't even finish that, dude. Just
I've been sipping on this since the beginning of the review.
And you still haven't finished it yet.
That's my final sip.
It's that glass is still full. You just say you don't want it. Just say you don't want it, dog.
No.
just piss off those porter aficionados right now and just get it over.
Actually, I might do that with my rating. You might be surprised.
I'm not surprised. You don't really look like you're in love with it like that or whatever.
You might be onto something there. No, I'm not in love with it. I do like this beer appreciate a lot. It. I do very much appreciate it. Yeah. I love what it's bringing to the table. It's bringing something very unique. Not only just to porter, it's just to beers in general. Like the whole smoking coffee aesthetic. You wouldn't think that would be good, but it's actually really fucking good. And mm-hmm. it actually really works. It's actually really fun to drink this because with the various kind of complexity with the flavors going on in here. Makes for a very unique darker style L. This is definitely for sure far and away one of my favorite porters. Having said that, while I think it is very good, I can't reach like the highest of highs, given because the porter style for me, it just lacks so much body. As far as ales and drinks go, I prefer stouts immensely.
What do you think the rating on Beer Advocate of this would be? Just throw a number out there.
I had it somewhere in the 87, something like that. No, 90s?
It's 95, dude.
95, wow.
I wanted to give
it that. I mean, hey, it's one of the best porters. I'll give it that. But I'm just talking about some beers in general.
Yeah.
When I'm looking for, what I'm looking for in a beer, it doesn't really give me all of that. But this is a very flavorful beer. That is for damn sure. So I can see why I would get praise.
There's only one review on here that gave it anything below a 4. He gave it a 3.58 or 3.5 or whatever.
Okay.
And he breaks it down from like palate, flavor, the lacing, the head, the first pour, stored at home at 40 degrees, even how he stored it and shit like that or whatever. Everybody else gave that shit a 4 and higher.
Yeah, and I just keep thinking back, man. Can you imagine applying this flavor profile, but instead of a porter, like actually a stout? Mm. Oh yeah, like give me that. I want to try that. I'm pretty sure there's beer out there that maybe exists, but it's actually a stout. I want to try that because that's like really bringing this down for me. It's unfortunate too. Because it's like the flavors are very well balanced. Nothing overpowers. I guess the smoke kind of topples over, but it's not too overpowering. Mm-hmm. But it is the most prominent note in here. But I think the flavors in here are very harmonious and they're very the variation of flavors too. Just the contrast, which makes this a very unique, very fun thing to drink. I just wish they had the body to back that up, man, because it doesn't sit it over the top for me. Like if it had like the heft to back that up, this would probably be like 3.5 or like a last drop.
Are you saying it had a pretty face but no body?
Kind
of. What he was talking about there, I had to look up and go like, you're a woman now. What are you talking about? Yeah. He said, she's still pretty though. <It's> like,
yeah. I will say that this is still probably the best porter I've ever had. It's definitely top notch for that. It's like the top tier porter for me. But as you already come to know, I don't really like porters like that. I don't really fuck with them, particularly because they're light, too light for me, too light to drink. They just
kind of like Blancos.
Kinda.
That's why you go to high proofs.
Yeah. It's like high proofs basically stouts compared to just basic porters, which are your porters Blancos porters. But but I'll give it a very good. I think it's a very fair rating for this, and it might be giving you more props than you should get. Let me give this 3. This gives a 3. This gives a 3 job for me.
I'd say that a little bit more props than others.
I would say this is a legendary porter, man. This is like one of the only porters I could sit back and actually when I see this at a brew pub somewhere. Coffee and cigarettes. Let me get one of those real quick. I always enjoy, even with the lack of body, I enjoy the flavor profile it brings to the table.
She got really personality, like what are you saying?
Yes. It's not a personality.
It's not about the body, Cody. It's about her personality.
She tricked you. Yeah. Trickster. Yeah.
That's why I got that 3 then. See, that's perfectly treats you well.
And my emotions.
Yeah, man. It ain't got the body you like, whatever, but it's got personality. It's got a pretty face, you know. You speak my language. Picks up
most boxes, not every single one, but you know.
You can't get every box, you know.
No,
I mean,
cannot.
Alcohol, you can, but you can, but I mean, some you know, hit the boxes more than usual, whatever and stuff, you know, and some were just a Corazon.
Jesus. Yeah. Like, pretty much.
Yeah. So, you had a lot of those back in May, so you should know. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, on the level of Corazon. Yeah.
You would know better. So, yeah, you know this better than anything, whatever. Good luck with that top 10 list of yours, by the way.
Man. That has fucked up everything for me. I'm still feeling ramifications from that shit.
Larry Porter. That sounds like to me, that might be number 10 in your best of listing this year.
Maybe. It'll get an honorable mention, probably.
You know what he's saying? You know what? Let me take back Legendary then. Magnificent then.
For the Porter, yes, because that's the only one I can actually stand and drink and actually spend money on. So I think that's classified as legendary. I'll say so.
There you have it, people. Cody is a personality and face person. I don't care about the rest of what you got, though. He likes you for who you are. That's respectful, there right there. he likes what you offer and brings to the table and appreciates it. That's a good man right there. I mean, a good drinker that. Right there. So.
ringing endorser, right? Yes.
No wonder his woman likes him. It makes now it all makes sense.
There we go.
He appreciates what she brings. Yes. The nuance. Unlike that beer now where he don't like that shit at all. So all y'all through, you know? It looked like the calmest three he's ever given. He's just like, yeah, it's a three. I appreciate it. The most unenthusiastic three he's ever given. I feel like this year has not really been too exciting for you or whatever at the most part.
It's really May, man. May just kind of like really just fuck things up.
Yeah.
I don't lie to you. But yeah, but overall, yeah, it's not like the standout year.
Yeah.
But hey, you know.
I feel like the only thing I hear really heard that like blew your mind that I can remember. I mean, I can go back before May or whatever and probably see whatever, but I feel like that Tres Cuatro y Cinco just like, you know, kind of fixed things for you in a way. But it seems like even after that, you kind of just been like lukewarm.
Yes, that is accurate. That is accurate.
Yeah. Like, it's not like everything he's had has been like awful. I mean, clearly you gave that a three. Yeah. And three is really fucking high, by the way. When we rate the three on here, I know people probably hear three and think that's low, but that's really fucking high. That's really high rating.
That's very high. That's
a very high
rating
on our rating scale.
Porter, that's a damn good rating.
Yeah. So, but it really
I like Porters.
That'd be like him drinking a Cristalino, giving him the three. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Oh shit, that's something right there. we were laughing about Cristalinos last night. Somebody said, don't drink that, JB. It's a Cristalino. I said, what the fuck?
Man, way ahead of you.
It feels like you've been kind of just more so lukewarm. I mean, you said May, but like it's already been, May was like 4 months ago now at this point. So it's like,
Yeah, but. That feels like last fucking month, like yesterday. Actually.
It really does. I will give you that. Yeah. Fucking really feels like a month ago. I feel like we've been having like a inverse issue here, where everything for me has just been like, oh, last drop, man.
Yep,
bangers. Love it, bangers, whatever. And you over here all melancholy and just like,
I'm like, hello, darkness, my old friend.
You looking like Batman? Look like you about to go beat a tire with a hammer and shit real quick, whatever.
Yeah, like, I waste my time doing this shit.
Yeah,
I'll do the useful with it anyway.
Yeah, like Cody's on the quest to get a last drop drink and somehow beating a tire to get him to that goal or whatever. I don't know where he thought that coalition came together. Yeah, but he was like, I'm gonna beat the shit out of this tire until the last drop.
Fuck out this tire.
Yeah, and I'm gonna just fucking hit it.
I'm gonna get that last drop.
His girl comes in and saying, Cody, you need to take a break. He's like, is there a 1% chance I can get a last drop? I got to take it.
Hey, let me keep beating this tire's ass.
Let me leave my calling card somewhere. I'm going to throw a K somewhere. Yeah. So I want to see videos of you now, Cody, working out, beating up shit, whatever. Just and then walking into K&L all angry, just like, you know, just and then asking the store clerk at K&L, like, do you sell? And then it just like hits that music and you go, you will. It's like just.
And they called 911 to escort my ass. Yeah.
And the police let you go because you got the same mother's name as the officer. So. I think we just made a movie, right? I think we just, well, an attempt of a movie. Oh, shit. I don't know. Some people might like it. Some people might call it a cult classic or whatever and stuff. Yeah, so, you know,
some people might cry for it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I cry. Yeah. You might say some lot of
real to me, damn it.
Hey. I won't beat you for that then. So, yeah. So, yeah, maybe you never know. The police officer and you might have the same mother name and he let you go and then get on with it, you know?
Yeah. Maybe.
Cody goes into a canine DU cell. You know, they'd be like, the fuck you think, dude? Like, fuck kind of dumb ass. Hello? Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
we sell. You were here last week, you weird fuck.
Yeah. Like, goddamn weirdo. The fuck is that cow you wearing, too? Take that shit off, by the way. It's
like, why are you doing that voice?
Yeah. Why are you standing up in the corner in the ceiling and shit, dude? Whatever.
How did you get up there?
Gonna run out of there like that chick from Harold and Kumar. This fucker brand me, and Cody gonna be like, yeah, I did it for justice, dude, to get that last drop, dude. Like, anything for the last drop.
Man on a mission.
So, Cody, it's August now. We are 4 months away. Well, realistically, 3 months, because December, now, we only drink like one drink that month or whatever now because of the show. My week, then your week, then the rest is just like list weeks or whatever. So you got about like 3 months, dude. Like, you think you're going to get a last drop in that period?
I don't know.
That's not really maybe that much time, right? Yeah. You know? Like, when you think about it.
Yeah. It's not. I would say there's probably a good chance.
Mm-hmm.
Is that guaranteed? I don't know. But you know, that's out of my control, so I don't worry about that too much. Hey, it happens, great. Doesn't, fuck it, whatever. Just not my year, I guess. All good.
Maybe in October. That's high proof month. I can see you getting it there.
Yeah.
High proof won't let you down.
They have not.
I wonder though, will it get to a point where you've had so many high proofs at that point where you'd be like, they're all starting to kind of
blend in together.
Yeah. I mean, you've already had enough high proofs and you ain't thought that, but I wonder as the
years pass by. It may come to an oversaturation period. We'll see.
Yeah. So I'm curious about that as we continue to do that yearly.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel, as I could tell you, someone who drinks still a lot of high proofs, they feel very much still different from each other, that they're not at that point yet. So, but I am curious to see if it becomes something.
Jury's still out. We'll see.
I don't think it will, but man, you never know. I feel like I'll give Tequila some credit on that, where I feel like they're constantly doing something different, unique, and enough to like change something and elements there or whatever and stuff. So, yeah. But with that said, I think that's all we got for now. Next week, people, it's going to be Tequila Week.
That's right.
I have no fucking idea what I'm pouring, so we're just going to figure it out.
Likewise.
Gonna figure it the fuck out. We're gonna go man the fuck up. And then the week after that is our mix and match week, which is man, shit, that's Kobe Day. That's 8/24.
Oh wow, it is, huh?
Yeah, that's 8/24, sis. Yeah, damn. So we hitting all the marks. And then we got our fifth week here, which will probably be doing a store pick day or some shit like that, which I don't even think we've done that yet, but yeah, we'll probably a store pick or something, but whatever. Okay, you know?
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I had some great fucking picks. I wish I would have fucking not. I wish I would have been able to take that G4 home.
Yeah, hey, hindsight 2020. All good.
Yeah, I wish I would have fucking chugged that fucking hazmat shit or whatever. Why would you drink something? Hey, whatever. There was a chick there knocking them motherfuckers back, though. I was looking at her like, damn, what a woman. I was like, yo. It's like, yeah. And she said, they're flavorful. I like these. I was like, oh, wow. Bless her husband. I was like, man, I know he's probably like, I don't know how to fucking take care of her ass. I got to fuck constantly get her hazmat shit and stuff like that. So, gonna get out of here now. We're done, people. We're sick. Cody didn't, he pissed off all the beer aficionados of the Porter. So,
all the Porter fanboys out there.
Yeah, and he lives in a hipster ass community, so you know they looking for him. So they're gonna hear this and they might like do some hipstery shit on his doorstep now. They don't like, you know how most people like would like fucking
like egg your house or some shit like that, or
I was thinking even more violent. I'm like I hate to even say this, like cut a dog and leave him, and he's like, oh shit. But like but hipsters don't do that. They do they'll break a vinyl in front of his fucking idea. Just break a vinyl and leave the pieces there and shit and be like, the next one's gonna be like a Stevie Wonder motherfucker vinyl. Like, you gonna get it. Like, it's gonna be something like that or whatever.
Or if you had a can, like some stout I love, like a Speedway stout.
Oh, like in Harold.
Leave that shit in front of my door. Yeah, leave that shit in front of my front door.
they're gonna change Cody's furniture and shit. It's gonna be all, like, they're gonna get rid of all his modern shit.
Yeah, shit like a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah. Me off vintage and shit, stuff yeah. like that. they don't put a flag in peace, not war, man. They don't do all that. They don't put all kinds of. They're gonna replace his vinyl set with a boom box. You know, they're gonna be like, here you go. But yeah, they coming for you now, Cody. They're gonna listen to this and be like,
yeah, too, yeah. Sorry, emotion.
This is your Ghostbusters moment. My mouth. This is your Ghostbusters, Cody. This is gonna get you some
heat. Yeah. Yes, it's all good.
Yeah, you're gonna get called.
I'm gonna get myself into.
Gonna get called all kinds of monkeys and shit now. That's not yeah, dude. Like, it's over now for you, dude. It's like you're gonna be praising Allah by the time this is over now, dude.
Somehow I'm gonna be feminist and anti-feminist at the same time. All kind of crazy shit. Like, wait, what?
Be a racist and a non-racist.
Yeah, yeah, like,
oh,
yeah.
Shit. It's like, and then you know when it's all said and done, when you're all that, they're gonna call you the ultimate hipster. You'd be like, whoa, he's ironic, dude. He's fucking man. He's a racist and a non-racist. That dude, that shit. That's what you call in the middle. Damn, shit. They ain't gonna be a cult. I can see it now. Whatever. And
yeah,
shit.
Man.
Your cat gonna be like, what the fuck y'all do to this furniture in here? Like, shit got like tie dye pasties on it and everything else and shit. Nah, hell no.
Tear all this shit up.
Let me show you what I think of this vintage shit. Right here. All right, people, we're done. We're gonna get out of here. We'll be back next week for Tequila Week on here as we struggle to find out what the fuck we're gonna be drinking on here or whatever and shit.
Nah, so. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out by then. Yeah, by then it'll be set and ready to go there. So with that said, people, I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.